This is Chang Song-ye from Busan, Korea, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 49 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and today I have a mini episode for you where I will introduce and explain one interesting English expression. The Everybody ESL podcast can be found in Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, on TuneIn Radio, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today's interesting expression is to stick out like a sore thumb. To stick out like a sore thumb. That's stick out, S-T-I-C-K-O-U-T. To stick out like a sore, S-O-R-E, thumb, T-H-U-M-B. To stick out like a sore thumb. Well, first of all, do you know what sore means here? Sore means painful. If something hurts, if a part of your body hurts, you can describe that as sore. So a sore thumb is a thumb that hurts. It's kind of a strange expression, but I like this one. What does it mean? What does it mean to stick out like a sore thumb? To stick out like a sore thumb means to be very noticeable, to be very apparent or obvious. And usually it means to be very noticeable in a bad way or for a bad reason. Here's an example that shows how we use this expression. Let's say you were invited to a party. When you got to the party, you saw that everybody else, everybody besides you, was dressed in very fancy clothes. Everybody was very dressed up. Now, somehow, you didn't know that everyone was supposed to dress up in very fancy clothes for this party, so you came to the party in jeans and a t-shirt. Now, you feel like you stick out like a sore thumb. Everybody is going to look at you. Everybody is going to notice you. There's no place for you to hide. Everybody will see that you are different, at least in this situation, and that there's something about you that doesn't fit in. So in this situation, you could say, well, when I got to the party, I stuck out, that's the past tense, I stuck out like a sore thumb. I was very noticeable, and I was very noticeably different. Well, why do we use this expression to mean very noticeable? What is a sore thumb? I'm not really sure where this expression comes from, but I have an idea. Imagine somebody hammering nails. Now, imagine that the person's thumb was sticking out and the person's thumb got in the way and the person hammered their thumb. They hit their thumb very hard because their thumb was sticking out. Well, now they have a sore thumb. Their thumb really hurts. So I guess maybe something that sticks out is kind of like a sore thumb. It's kind of a strange expression, like I said. I'm not exactly sure where it comes from. But I think it's a good expression, to stick out like a sore thumb, to be very noticeable, usually in a bad way. And that's the end of episode 49 of Everybody ESL. If you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction to the podcast, the same as Song-e's introduction at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.